Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you as always. It's Friday and we've got the stories of hope. And who couldn't use a little bit of hope right now in their life, and a little bit of inspiration, and a little bit of motivation and excitement? So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to start the show out right. I'm going to introduce you to my first guest. And I had her bio and everything really all exactly what I wanted to take, and just lost the document before we went live. And isn't that how it is? But we're gonna do it anyway. So here I'm gonna introduce you to Lorianne Vaughn Speaks. And she is an expert in the speaker author arena. She found herself suddenly at 60, at the age of 60, she found herself the company that she was working for, she got sold their business, and then she was 60, and then it was like, now what, right? And so since that time, she created her own business, and she's got a group of people that she's mentoring, that she's coaching. She gets entrepreneurs on stages, getting them booked with podcasts. So actually, we have a lot in common, her and I, because I've got the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. And so welcome to the show today, Lorianne.
Thank you so much, Cornelia. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh my gosh, it's great to meet you. I just love what you're up to, how you're reinventing yourself, right?
Indeed. I was always an employee, but wow. It became very obvious back in 2017 that corporate America did not want a 60-year-old employee. So I started my own company. And, you know, 4 years later, I have 5 women working with me to support my clients. And so I found my niche. I had worked for a thought leader for over 15 years. So I knew that field very well. And in just doing that and embracing my own, you know, business owner mindset as opposed to employee mindset, I was able to really key in on being able to help the new speakers. Those, you know, I started off being administrative support and everything for existing high-level speakers, and realized that the newbies, is what I call them, needed some real, you know, legacy knowledge that I came with. So I really pivoted into mentoring the new speakers and being able to have all their materials together and perfecting that signature talk.
Yeah, that's really, really important. And creating, do you also help them do like speaking reels and getting their one sheets together and different things like that?
We do a lot of the one sheets. That's, you know, that's why I have staff too. I don't do that stuff anymore. Yes. So we do the speaker kits. I have referrals to videographers. It's not in my wheelhouse. But yes, I can get all that information. I am not a booking agent.
Okay.
It's more, I have come to a point in my life, as we all realize I'm well over 60 now, is that I don't want to fish anymore. I want to teach people how to fish. So I teach them how to find the right places.
Yeah, that's good. According to what their niche is. Is that,
yes.
is it niche directed? Is that...
Indeed. But it can also be a vertical market. If you're a new speaker, don't limit yourself only to, let's say, entrepreneur or whatever. But if you have a background in supply chain, look at those, because you never know if they've got a track within their conference that could really benefit from you speaking. So I try to teach them not to limit themselves so specifically, especially if they're leadership or things like that.
Yeah, that's really good. So you were, I mean, that's the real kicker. So, you know, we have, I mean, so many people right now in the world that are in the place of changing directions for many, many reasons in their life, all of a sudden, where they are just feeling called to or forced some to change directions. And, you know, so then that can be pretty jolting when all of a sudden, you know, you thought and you felt secure, right? You felt secure within your company or organization or whatever. And then all of a sudden, nope, change.
Well, thankfully, I actually did know it was coming, but okay. I'm very loyal and wanted to stay there until she was finished. And being the age that I'm at, you know, I was financially secure. My kids were already married and had kids of their own. So I stayed there and then recreated what I wanted to do moving forward. And since we're really in such a gig economy nowadays, this is a perfect time for those, especially around my age, to be able to go, you know what? This is what I love to do. And that's where the transformation can happen. Instead of having to do all the minutiae on your plate that a boss may give you, I could focus on what my zone of genius is and be able to offer that at even a much higher, you know, pay level, because I could focus on my zone of genius.
Right. And everything has prepared you to this phase in your life, and you're using your skills and everything you've learned, and you're turning it into this, like you said, you've been an employee all your life and now you're an entrepreneur, and now you're calling the shots and you get to decide how you want things to be. And like you said, you were pretty clear because you said, I want to teach. So that right there is exactly, it puts it exactly like, yeah, I don't want to go fishing anymore. I've done all that. Now I want to teach. And so you created your own consulting agency and your own consulting company. And the other thing you're doing is you're empowering and, you know, and also hiring people that work with you on your staff. And that's also, you know, a small business growth that you're building online that you started from scratch. So it's commendable. Congratulations.
I'm really enjoying it. And, you know, in that process of going from employee to business owner, I did a lot of personal development myself and realized, funny enough, I've always been a mentor. I was a Girl Scout leader at 18 before I ever had children of my own, but no one was doing it. And I knew that the girls, I had been a Girl Scout, and I knew these girls needed to have that experience, right? I was the designated driver before we should have even been discussing that. And then, you know, I was the school mom, the Girl Scout leader, the this, that, and everything for my children. And I realized, oh my God, I've always been a mentor. That's what I love doing. And so I took this business from as I started out in logistical support and pivoted it to the mentoring, and, you know, and I've never looked back. It's just awesome.
Yeah. I think it's like when you know what you want, like, wow, I've always been a mentor. I want to teach. It's clear on this. And now, and then it's just easy. It can just come together easy because you are in alignment with what you're meant to be doing right now. And that is to support others. Right. So let's tell the audience where they can look you up, where they can find your information, so that if people want to learn more about what it is that you do, that they can find you easily. So let's, for even, you know, because a lot of people listen, they don't watch. So be sure that you spell some things out.
Sure. So they can just reach me at www.lvs.com. Those are my initials. And believe it or not, you guys, Speaks really is my last name.
That's so cool.
It was my last name before I was in this business. So it's lvsconsultingservices.com. Reach out to me. And I am on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Gosh, all of them, Pinterest, Instagram. I'll teach you. You need to be on all the platforms.
Yeah. Good. Well, I would love to have another conversation, a private conversation with you. So if you wouldn't mind connecting again with Ashley, and or I'll have Ashley connect with you, and then you and I have another conversation, because I really feel like what I'm doing with the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, when, of course, I help entrepreneurs the same way that you help entrepreneurs in specific podcasting and also video marketing to grow their brand. But then there's also another thing that I just recently, and where I feel like we can help each other and support each other in that way in joint venture partnerships. So I'm just going to put it right there on the table.
Well, perfect.
And I look forward to talking to you again. When I was looking at your bio, I said, wow. I said, either she changed her name to Speaks, or that just happened to fit so beautifully.
I even have to tell clients that, no, you guys, I'm not full of myself. It really is my last name.
Yeah, that's so great. So Lorianne Vaughn Speaks, right?
That's it.
That's good. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It's an honor and a pleasure to meet you.
It was great meeting you.
We'll see you again.
Okay. Take care, Cornelia.
Yeah, take care. Everyone, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity. Building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now. Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Welcome back, everyone. It's the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Stories of Hope Today. We're here to inspire you with all this goodness. So my next guest, Christy Metcalf. And when I went to her Facebook page today, I saw that she says that she helps entrepreneurs double their income in like a few months or something.
100 days.
100 days. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't remember because I lost my document. I grabbed what
okay.
I wanted. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today.
It's super nice to have you. Now let me also tell the audience that you are an international speaker, trainer, coach, author, founder, and president of CEO Learning Systems.
Yep.
And you've done a lot of work with Fortune 500s, nonprofit organizations, startup around the world, and you've helped a lot of people to achieve their purpose. Your gift is helping people develop straightforward ways of building their business and moving forward in confidence.
Yes, I don't like complicated things. I like simple and easy and execution.
Is that how we're going to make that money?
How we're going to make that money.
That's how we're going to make that money. I just love that right now, especially because, getting these entrepreneurs laser beam focus And I love how you said you like to keep it simple. So do you want to give us a little background? Do you want, what would you like to, how do you want to gear us? But I really liked the clear on your Facebook that you help entrepreneurs. I bet you get a lot of response on that.
I do get a lot of response on it. I get a lot of people who say you can't really do it, and you can. What I found most often, so I'll tell you the backstory. I like to say that I had an arranged, almost like an arranged marriage. I had an arranged career. In that early on, my parents had a plan for me that they started sharing that plan at around age 11. And that was, I was going to go to college. I was going to be the first one on both sides of my family, first generation to go to college. And then I was going to land this amazing corporate job. And it was like the rest would take care of itself. And I followed that plan to perfection. And then when I had been in the corporate world about 11 years, I was overwhelmed. I was burned out. I was exhausted. I hated my life and my job. And I said, there has to be more, right? I don't think that I can go another 25 years like this. So I came home. I was actually doing a leadership workshop in Wichita, Kansas. And I asked 35 people in the room to give me their introduction and to tell me what they did outside of work for fun. And I had done this workshop so many times, but for whatever reason, that moment, the universe spoke to me. And I realized that as 35 people introduced themselves, that I had nothing that I did for fun except for work. I was newly married. Mm-hmm. I came home on Friday nights from business trips. I left again on Sunday. And that was my life. That had been my life for 4 years. And it was really this awakening. And I went back. When I finished up that class, I went back the following week and I had a conversation with my manager and I just said, I can't keep this pace up. I'm 31 years old. There's got to be more than work. And he looked at me and he said, Christy, there is no no. And I said, okay, then I have to find my own yes. And 6 months later, I left and I started a company. When my husband first introduced that idea to me, I was like, what? Can people just go start a company? This was 20 years ago. And entrepreneurship definitely wasn't the buzz that it is today. And he said, well, you hire consultants all the time. Why would you not become one of them? So for the next 6 months, I really laid out this plan. We paid off all of our bills. I knew exactly what, I mean, I didn't have children. So it was really this well thought out plan that I needed to make a very small amount of money. And I announced it to my friends and family and thought that I would just be overwhelmed with like, congratulations, we're so excited for you. And it was truly the opposite. And they looked at me and said, are you crazy? Why are you giving up this great job and security? And you're on the fast track. Why would you do that? What if you fail? And I remember thinking about that because I'd never really thought about it. And I said, well, if I fail, I will just go get another job. Because in my mind, that just seems so easy. And so that was 20 years ago. I have not gone back to corporate America. And, you know, I won't say that it's easy. I think that, and that's why I'm so passionate about helping people who come out of corporate and start their own companies. I don't think we don't know what we don't know. And we know how to do a job really well, but we don't know how to run all facets of a business. So they come out and they think that they're well-equipped and they just don't really know what they should know to make money in business. And making money at a job and clocking 40, 50, 60 hours is totally different than making money as a business owner.
I can relate. I can relate.
You could.
I can relate in more ways than one. I also left corporate and I also, but not exactly in your story, but I remember there was no one that believed in me except for one person.
Yep.
When I left. And how important that is to have somebody that believes in you, right?
Yes.
When you're leaving a secure paying job to follow your passion, to follow your guidance, to follow what it is that you are feeling called to do next.
Yes. So
really.
And I even share with people that I work with, clients that I work with, you know, we expect that the family and friends that have been part of this circle for us will be the support that will get us to the next level. But many times they've only gotten, they only know the person that you are today, not the person that you're becoming. And that's very scary and threatening to many of them. Right? Yeah. So you have to find your new group. You have to find people that see where you're going instead of where you've been. And that is so crucial.
That is so crucial because they're coming from their own filter.
Yes.
they're coming from their own filter, and they wouldn't have the courage to take the risks that you are taking as a leader in the family.
Yes, absolutely. And I've realized that all the sentences, all the thoughts that they said were really their fear about themselves, had nothing to do with me.
Right. It was just a projection. So they were
just a projection.
It was just a projection. And to know that and not let it stop you. A lot of people give their power away because they wait for approval, or like, what do you think?
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So they give their power away, and it actually prevents them from, you know, moving into their greatest potential, what they're really capable of doing. So it's been hard. You would admit it.
I would admit it.
It's been hard. It hasn't been easy, especially not for women. Women entrepreneurs, totally different energy game than for men. We have other hurdles to, you know, to face during that time. So it's been hard. And then what else?
It's been hard and it's been beautiful. I think the thing that I have a bracelet that I wear that I really love the quote, and it's about a bird, and it says, the bird is never afraid of the branch breaking because she knows she can rely on her own wings. And I really love that. I love that quote, right? Because there's been so much that I've learned about resiliency and power and mindset. And truly, I am the only person that has held myself back for years. And, you know, part of the story is I started my career 30 years ago in sales. And yet when I left the corporate space and had to sell myself, I was terrified. It was very uncomfortable. I felt so much more powerful and confident selling a company than I did myself, because we doubt ourselves. And I think that women are tremendous salespeople. If they love a skincare product, a beauty product, a hairstylist, a restaurant, they will tell everybody about it. But when it comes to selling themselves, they feel very reluctant to do that. And so I just, you know, I had to step into that power. And then I started getting referred into companies. I worked with, you know, Boeing Aerospace. I worked with Safelite Auto Glass. I worked with Valvoline Motor Oil. I've worked in every industry. But this was the thing. In some way, even though I had my own consulting company, I always let the client sort of lead my company. And then 4 years ago, I was asked to head up an assignment and be an ambassador in Ethiopia for Boeing. And I was working with Ethiopian Airlines, developing their first line leaders, 625 leaders, and the client canceled 24 hours before I was supposed to go, 25 days of work at a time.
Wow.
And there was a lot of preparation. There was a lot of, you know, thought that went into it. I have two small children, a husband. And so my mind was spinning. And my husband said, well, will you get paid for the missed work? And at that time, I didn't even know. I went back through my contract. It said 14 days notification. Clearly, that was not given. And yet I struggled in asking for the money. I was terrified that they would view me as being greedy, as not a good partner. I was afraid they would reject me. I was afraid they would fire me. I mean, I really had no knowledge at this time. And I reached out to different people and women. Every single woman told me I should ask for half of it and they would negotiate from there. And as the day grew closer, I was like, why would I ask for half of it? I didn't cancel. I have given work away. I have changed my schedule. I didn't back out on this commitment. Why would I ask for half of it? So I went into the meeting and I asked for all of it. And he said to me, so you think that you should be paid for work that you didn't do? And I said, that's exactly right. That's what a cancellation policy is. And he paused. And I said, this is not about money. This is about contractual agreement. And he paused and said, I just needed to hear you ask for it.
I love it. This is a perfect ending to this beautiful story. Oh my God, I love that so much. We have to have you back on one of our other podcasts. I want to talk to you again. Where can people find you on social media?
You can always find me on LinkedIn, Christy Metcalf. You can find me on Facebook, Christy Buckley Metcalf. And of course, CEO Learning Systems. You can find me there.
Super powerful. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Super fun. Thank you. And thanks, everybody. Stay tuned for The Crooked Climb next. See you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.